David, welcome to the show.
Hi, good to be here.
Thank you so much for calling in. Now, listen, you know, we do a lot of family office stuff. I go to a lot of these events, and I see a lot of these people that are family office people. They got billions of dollars. I'm also on the University of Florida Foundation Board, so we solicit these people. And there's been an evolution in their involvement in the university, in specifically, but in general, in the world. Tell me, what's going on out there? Who are these people, and what are they trying to accomplish?
Well, there's a lot of them. We've seen a huge explosion in wealth in the past few decades, big amounts of money that have piled up at the very top of the income ladder, from finance, from people in tech, people in real estate, retail, you name it. You know, lots of people have made a lot of money. And now many of these people are turning to philanthropy. There's a lot of things they want to do with that money in terms of trying to solve problems in the world or give back to the institutions they care about. And they're also often proceeding in some different ways than earlier philanthropists. So it's a really interesting time right now in the world of philanthropy.
Now, there's all kinds of people that have lots of money, and I got to figure that they're different kinds of people. So they want to do different things, and we'll use the term impact investing. There, you've got the people that are in tech. You got the people that are from Wall Street. You got the people that are celebrities. You got the people that invented a product, you know, solved a problem and got rich. Are they all the same, or are they different?
Well, they're quite different. I mean, on the one hand, you hear a lot about some of these new donors coming out of the tech world, people like Mark Zuckerberg or Sean Parker, who made their money by inventing new products and disrupting whole industries. And some of those people want to bring that same mindset to solving social problems through philanthropy. They want to, you know, do big systemic change. So you have those kinds of people on the one hand. On the other hand, there's plenty of sort of more traditional kind of benefactors, these who are around these days, who are writing big checks to their alma maters. You know, every time we turn around, it seems like there's another $100 million gift going to some university or some cultural institution. So it's really all over the map.
Now, it's in the, and I'm not really, this isn't totally my field, but one of the things I've been reading about, and I read a little bit of your book, is that, you know, in the past, people would give a gift, it would go to the foundation or somebody, some trustee, they'd disperse it, blah, blah, blah. But now these gifts come with strings attached. What's going on?
Well, one thing is that many of today's donors, they're more hands-on. They have done very well in business. They have a lot of skill. They often have a great deal of self-confidence. And when they give money to philanthropy, they don't just want to write a check. They want to get involved. They want to help nonprofit organizations or universities kind of be more effective. And so, they'll write the check, but they also want to be at the table in terms of making some of the decisions. And that's very different than a kind of previous model, or, you know, more of a hands-off, hey, I believe in your institution, here's my check, you know, go make some good in the world.
Now, one of the things I'm hearing you talking, and it sounds like you're talking about the interventionist government that we had in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and as the budget constraints have come into play, that they've pulled back a little bit. So it sounds like these high net worth people are filling that gap to some degree.
Right. And we are seeing that these new philanthropists are filling a vacuum left by a government that doesn't have the resources that it used to have, or which is kind of calcified or beset by, you know, partisan deadlock. And these philanthropists, they see an opportunity to solve some problems going around government. And you know, on the one hand, that's an encouraging trend. On the other hand, the government is accountable to citizens in theory, right? We the people, oversee government, and these philanthropists aren't really accountable to anybody. And so often they have a lot of power. And education is a good example right now. A lot of these people have financed charter schools, kind of creating a whole alternative parallel universe of
We're seeing that down here. We're seeing that down here. We had, we were seeing that down here for sure. Now, I want to get in one more quick question before we've got to go to break. How is the new class of wealth different than the old class of wealth and their impact on society?
I think that many of these people are much more interested in systemic change, having effects over public policy. A lot of them are quite political. And they give money through charity on the one hand to make change, and on the other hand, they're also engaged in political giving. You see a lot of kind of activist super citizen donors, as I call them, on both the left and the right, pushing different agendas, whether it's an environmental agenda on the left or on the right, you know, small government and fewer taxes or charter schools.
Yeah, I've even actually seen a high net worth guy during CNN starting to have his own commercial about political involvement with the president. He's against the president. I'm sure we'll start seeing a guy on soon that's for the president. So if you were going to make just one last point for us, what's the most important point you have to make?
There's a lot more of this big philanthropy that's coming down the pike at us because many of the richest people in America, they had barely begun to give away their money. There's, you know, the Forbes 400 has a net worth, combined net worth of about $2.7 trillion. And that top 1% that we hear so much about, it collectively holds about $30 trillion. And a lot of experts think a fair amount of that money is going to find its way to the charitable sector. So look out for more philanthropists stepping up, more checks being written for larger amounts and a greater impact on society by private philanthropy at the same time that government is facing a lot of problems and constraints, particularly with its financial, long-term financial challenges as baby boomers retire.
30 seconds. What impact is that going to have? What's that going to mean to the average Joe who's listening and driving home in traffic right now?
It's going to mean that you'll see things happening in your city or in your neighborhood or at the national level that, your congressional representative or your mayor is not going to really have much control of it because it's going to be happening because of these billionaire donors. And so things will be happening, but we as citizens may have less control over what's happening in our society. On the other hand, big problems may get solved along the way. So it's a mixed bag. It's kind of a good news, bad news story here with these billionaire donors kind of sliding into the driver's seat of American life.
Well, it sounds like we're seeing one in the White House, and there may be some other ones out there. We know that the Koch brothers are doing their thing, and other people are less visible. But, David, I want to thank you so much for giving us insight into what they're thinking, why they're thinking, and what they want to do. Truly appreciate you coming on the show today and making time for us.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
It's my absolute pleasure. David Callahan, the book is The Givers. I'm sure you can get it on Amazon. Thank you so much, David, for coming on. We look forward to your next book and having you back.